Spirit is the one who makes known to us the will of the head.
圣灵帮助我们来认识神的旨意是什么。
Therefore, anything that comes between us and the head is sin.
因此，任何事物在我们与主之间，那就是罪。
It is a crime.
这是一个严重罪。
Why?
为什么？
Because it paralyzes the life of the church.
因为这样人事物就要让整个的教会瘫痪。
Whether it's a pope,
不管是教皇
，or whether it's an archbishop,
或者一个红衣主教
，or whether it's a patriarch,
或者一个什么伟大人物
，or whether it's a cardinal,
或者是一个主教
，or whether it's a pastor,
或者一个牧师
，or listen, or whether it's elders.
或者教会的某长老
If they put their head in place of the headship of the Lord Jesus, it is sin.
如果这一个人把他的头代替了主耶稣做教会的头，他是犯了严重的罪。
We think of sin as immorality.
我们好像觉得不道德的事才是罪。没错。
We think of sin as fraudulence.
如果我们觉得罪是这些的假冒。
Correct.
对
We think of sin as dishonesty.
或者我们不诚实，这是罪。
Correct.
没错。
We think of sin as backbiting.
我们想到罪是背后说人的。
Character assassination.
是在那里批评论断的。
Correct.
不错。
But far worse.
但是更严重的。
Is the sin of divorcing the head from the body.
就是把教会跟他的元首隔断他的关系。
Any worker that comes between the head and the body and takes upon himself too much authority is divorcing the head.
任何主的工人，他如果来代替了基督的头的地位，他拿了他过分的权柄，这是他的罪。
Am I being too strong?
我这样讲难道太强了吗？
Look at church history.
注意看教会的历史。
The biggest single problem that the Father has faced has beenThe ability of the believers to somehow put something between them and the head.
任何的时候，神所注目的乃是这些所谓主的工人，是不是把他们的位置放错了，放在代替基督的位置上
？Look at the early church.
注意看早年的教会。
Would there have been anything more glorious?
那是一段荣耀的教会，
more powerful,
带着能力，
more living,
带着生命，
more multiplying,
看到那个快速的成长。
Within two centuries,
但是过了两百年，
it had become a stagnant organization.
但是这个活的有机体就变成一个死的结构机构。
Wonderful believers here and there.
有很多很好的信徒啊。
But it already got all the symptoms of churchianity.
但是这些基督徒却变成了这个所谓的教会化了。
You understand those of you who understand English, churchianity.
嗯。
Look at it everywhere you look. Every move of the Holy Spirit.
每一次看到圣灵的运行。
I understand our brother spoke about Martin Luther.
今天下午陈弟兄讲到马丁路德的历史。
What a tremendous move of God that was.
在那个时候圣灵做了何等大的工作。
Not only Martin Luther, but a whole bunch of men and women.
不单单是马丁路德一个人，当时有许多其他的弟兄姊妹。
God turn, used to turn the known world upside down.
在那个时候，用那些弟兄们把整个的世界翻过来。
And to recover tremendous truths.
也恢复了许多重要的真理。
The authority of the Word of God.
神话语的权柄。
The atoning death of the Lord Jesus sufficient for every sinner in the world to be saved.
主耶稣救赎的能力。够每一个世上的罪人来支取
many other things,
还有其他的真理
within a century or two,
但是在一两个世纪之内
it had stagnated,
就变成了一个结晶体 一个死的东西
died,
死亡
until God did a new thing,
然后神又起来重做
whether it was the Moravians,
然后就是 Moravia 的弟兄
whether it was the Quakers,
或者 Quaker 的弟兄们
whether it was the Methodists,
或者是这一个巡礼会的这些
and the same thing happened with them.
但是每一个你都看到同样的历史
within a matter of a century
都在一个世纪之内
fourth generation
四代的人
fifth generation
到第五代
is died
完了
crystallized
变成一个结晶体
become a routine
变成一个日工
become a list of doctrines
变成都是教条
it doesn't matter where you look
不管你怎么看
it is the same
都一样
what is it that lies at the root of this problem
到底它的根问题在哪里
the absolute headship of the Lord Jesus
乃是基督绝对的权柄
it takes tremendous power let's start againIt takes tremendous power to stop men with big heads.
要把这个 头很大的人能够把它停下来要很大的能力
Only the cross can do it.
只有十字架的能力能够把这个打败
Otherwise we become me.
然后不是否则的话我们就越来越大
I'm dressedI will wear a hat.
我戴上个帽子，高帽子。
And you will do what I say.
我告诉你你要做什么。
And you don't have to dress up in robes.
你不需要道帽，穿上道袍。
You can be dressed like this.
你就简单一个毛衣就出去了。
And you do what I say.
然后你就下命令了。
Only the cross can break us.
只有十字架能力能够打碎我们
so that the authority of the Lord Jesus comes through
这样主耶稣的权柄才能够真正在教会中通行
this is the biggest problem in the churches
历代的教会最大的难题就在这个点上
I don't know whether you're following me I'm on to watch myself I have to on time
I have to watch my time.
This is the focal point of Satan's strategy.
This is the focal point of Satan's strategy.
This is the easiest way he has to render any great move of the Holy Spirit lifeless.
This is the focal point of Satan's strategy. This is the
reduce it to a system.
把它变成一个人的制度
institutionalize it
变成一个机构
Brothers and sisters
亲爱的兄姊妹们
Your intelligence should be in your head
你所有的聪明应该在你脑袋里
I sometimes think with the Chinese it could be in the stomach.
中国人可能
That was a joke. Let me say it again. Your intelligence is in your head.
你所有的聪明应该在你的脑袋里。
When the body of our Lord Jesus is alienated from the head at the right hand of the Father.
当基督的身体跟这个元首耶稣基督隔开的时候
The intelligence in the head cannot reach us.
基督的聪明智慧就达不到他的身体。
Do you think the Lord has left us in a world that lies in the evil one?
你想主是把我们故意放在一个世界是在仇敌的手下吗？
Left us unguarded.
没有任何的保护吗？
Left us unsafe.
让我们没有任何的安全吗？
Left us to our own wisdom,
然后让我们靠自己的聪明来解决问题吗？
Understandings,
靠着自己的聪明来了解什么？
Are you mad?
你疯了？
Do you really believe the Lord Jesus has thrown us out to the wolves?
难道你就相信主耶稣把我们丢给狼吃吗？
The church, which is the body of the Lord Jesus,
你要知道教会是耶稣的身体。
The means, the agency by which he wants to reach the world.
是他借着这个身体来向这个世界表明他的见证。
You do not think the Father has made, as it were, provision for the body?
这么重要的，难道父没有为这个身体做一切所需要的准备吗？
当然有。Of course he has.
当然有。
The problem is, most of us,cannot hear him.
但是我们主要的问题，我们听不见主的声音。
It's not that the Lord doesn't want to speak.
不是说主不说话。
He said, "My sheep hear my voice."
主耶稣说，我的羊听我的声音。
Or again, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches."
圣经又说，凡有耳的都应当听圣灵向众教会所说的话。
In other words, practically, this matter of the headship of the Lord Jesus is a matter of hearing.
所以一个很实际的一个说法，到底基督是元首，怎么样来理解，乃是每一个肢体能够听见主的话。
Now let me tell you a story.
我讲个故事给你。
Some of you may have heard it before, I don't know.
你可能听过了。
Years ago,
好多年前
there was a certain sister,
有一个姐妹
who was very full of herself.
充满她自己。
And she lived some 80, 90 miles away from where we were in Halford House.
她离我们聚会的 Halford House 大概有八九十英里。
And every time she tried to phone,
她打电话给我。
When she had a problem,
她有问题就打电话来。
And the sister who looked after the house noticed that I was always on the phone with this lady. She would come in and look at me, and I'm like,
这个管我们这个聚会的地方的这个姐妹常常看到我就在电话上听这个姐妹讲话。
So they all conspired together that whenever she phoned.They would make sure I was out. They would even take me out by the hand and say, get out, get out, and put me outside the back door or the front door. And they said, he's not in the house.
所以每一次他知道姐妹打电话来了，说什么也把他弄出去，让他知道，某某人不在。
But now and again she phoned at a time when there was nobody else in the house.
那么他就知道什么时候这个房子里面没有其他的人。
And I would take the phone up.
那他就接电话，说，
Brother, praise the Lord, hallelujah.
他就会说，弟兄啊，感谢赞美主啊。
God has given you the spirit of counsel and wisdom.
你神给你有能够帮助人的智慧。
And I have a problem.
我有问题啊。
And then she would pour out. She never stopped.
她就开始讲啊，没完没了的讲。
For minute after minute after minute, not just a few, anything up to 8-9 minutes, just a torrent of words.
一口气讲个八九分钟不停。
And then she would say, thank you, dear brother. You had the spirit of counsel and wisdom.
然后他就说，感谢主，你有这个帮助人的指令。
And then after about 20 minutes, she would say,
然后再讲了二十分钟了。
I never got a word in. Not a single word.
我一句话都插不进去。
She would then say, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
I knew you would counsel me this way.
你会帮助我的。
And before I could say, my dear sister, I hadn't counseled you at all, the phone went down.
我还没讲一句话，他就把电话挂了。
This is exactly what has happened between the church and the head.
这个图画刚刚好说明我们跟主之间的关系。
We pray.
我们就祷告，说话说话说话，没完
words.
没完没了的讲啊讲啊。
We would drop dead if the Lord said, "Just wait. I want to say something."
如果主说停一停，我要讲话，我们昏倒。
We don't expect the Lord to reply.
因为我们从来没想到主会说话的。
But the intelligence is in the head.
所有的聪明在头里头啊
，We should give the Lord time to be able to speak to us。
我们应该给主时间来向我们说话
，Especially if we're elders，
特别是我们是长老
，Especially if we're servants of God，
特别我们是主的仆人
，Especially if we are workers，
我们是主的工人
，We as well as all of us，
跟我们所有的弟兄姊妹们
，We need to be able to give the Lord time to speak to us。
我们需要给主有充分的时间向我们说话。
Don't you often say to the Lord, Lord, I need counsel.
你有的时候跟主祷告说啊，我需要你帮助。
I need your help.
我需要你主帮助我。
And then we pour out all the problems.
然后你就开始巴拉巴拉巴拉猛讲。
And we stop.
然后停了。
No wonder the church is paralyzed.
当然教会僵化，这个僵掉了。
I remember.When I was in the Baptist church, I don't want to say anything against Baptists, but when I was in the Baptist church,
我记得我自己以前是在浸信会聚会。
And I was with the in the youth committee.
我在这个年轻人这个组。
And we used to meet together.
我们在一起聚会。
And the chairman would say,
哦，我们的主席就说了。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
And we bowed our heads in prayer.
啊，我们低头。
And then he would say, Dear Lord,
主啊。
We're here to discuss the program for this coming year.
我们来讨论今年我们要做的节目
for the youth work.
为着我们的青年同工
Would you please make your mind known to us?
求你把你的旨意向我们显明
And then a few other things.
然后再祷告几件事
In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名
Amen. Then he would say, Now so and so, I believe you've made a whole number of arrangements for this summer. Could we hear them?
然后他说某某人啊你是不是对今年夏天已经安排了一二三四让我们听听看今年夏天做什么
whole lot of things,
然后那个人就说一二三四
all the appointments,
所有的计划
this speaker, that speaker, special garden affair or outing,
郊游聚餐什么什么一大堆都排好了
Then at the end the chairman says let us pray,
然后他就开始祷告了
And he says thank you Lord for revealing your mind for this whole coming year.
主啊，我们感谢你，你把今年所有的节目都告诉我们该怎么做。
Then we spent the rest of the year wondering why did no one get saved? Why was there no power? Why was there no growth? Why was there very little life?
但是我们从来没有检讨过，为什么这么一年下来没有生命，没有人得救，没有人得着更丰盛的认识主都没有。
If the intelligence is in the head,
如果一切的聪明智慧是在头里
we need to ask the Lord to speak to us and direct us.
我们就需要求主来告诉我们我们的方向，我们要怎么走。
Consider,
想一想
a wonderful Psalm 27.
诗篇二十七篇
Verse 4 One thing have I desired, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Now listen, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and listen, to inquire in his temple.
二十七章二十七篇四节有一件事我曾求告耶和华我仍要寻求就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中瞻仰他的荣美在他的殿里求问
To inquire in his temple
在他的殿里求问
On every level of church life
在每一个教会的生活的每一个层次
There should be supplication
有代求
What is supplication?
什么叫做祈求
It is a beseeching of the Lord.
就是在主的面前寻求他的旨意
And appeal to the Lord.
向神呼求
，an inquiring of the Lord，
问求问神。
It is no wonder that the Apostle Paul, in his first letter to Timothy，
在保罗写给提摩太一书前书里面说
，says very simply， I desire that men everywhere lift up hands, holy hands in prayer。
他说：“我愿意所有的男人能够举手祷告。”
First thing, supplication。
他这里面说到第一件事情就是代求。
Second thing,
第二件事情祷告。
Third thing,
第三件
intercession，
代祷。
Fourth thing,
第四件感谢。
He put supplications first。
他把求问神放在第一位。
If we look at the history of the church,
如果我们看教会的历史
by the third, fourth generation,
到第三代、第四代
no one is hearing the Lord anymore.
就没有人能够再听见主的声音了。
It is all second hand.
都是二手的。
It is all, as it were, from the past.
都是过去的历史。
We know what we should do.
我们知道我们该做。
We know what we believe.
我们也知道我们信仰是什么
It's crystallized
但是却结晶了
We have institutionalized the uninstitutionalized Don't put it that way, can you? Let me put it another way We've organized what cannot be organized
我们把那个不能够组织的东西把它组织化了
We've organized the organic
我们把那个有机体却把它组织化起来。
It is not from within, as Brother Stephen said this morning, not from within the life.
今天早上张弟兄交通的时候，他就说，这不是从理念生命出来的东西。
It is according to a book.
这是按照本子办事。
Well, dear friends, I do hope what I've had to say in this matter isn't offensive.
我希望我所交通的不是要让任何人感到不舒服，但是请你要注意听。
This whole great movement of the Spirit of God that began in China will die within another generation.
神在中国当时圣灵兴起的工作，现在如果我们注意看，在一没有了。
Unless we have on every level.Of responsibility, those who seek the Lord and hear the Lord.
除非在每一代的人能够寻求神，听见主的声音。
It's so important.
太重要了。
So here is what is so, if the headship of Jesus is so vital.
因为他是元首，这件事情太重要了。
What is needed in us?
我们需要的是什么
？Submission，
乃是顺服
；Brokenness，
乃是破碎
；Meekness，
谦卑
；Humility，
柔和
；Not just in all that's obvious， but in the leadership。
不是说每一个弟兄姊妹都是如此，但是起码带头的应该这个样子。
On every level，
在每一个层次上。
No other way.
没有第二条路
to hear what the Lord says.
还是要听主的声音。
Well, now just two other things and I close.
再讲两个点我就要结束
了。Here is a second matter to do with the revealed pattern.
关于这个启示出来的这个样式，第二个重点是什么呢
？That in a church.The Lord Jesus should be all.
在一个教会里面，基督是一切
，beginning and end.
啊，从头到尾
，first and last.
首位也是
Alpha and Omega.
是起首的
，Amen.
结束的，
他是 Amen. What does this mean?
什么意思
？It means simply this: that for the Holy Spirit to build the house of God.
当圣灵来建他的家
，It has to begin with the Lord.
必须是主自己起手的。
The enemies whole strategy is to introduce things that are not, do not have their source in the Lord Jesus.
仇敌的诡计乃是让人去开始一些事情，不是从主开始。
Psychology.
要用心理学。
Now there is a psychology that is divine.
我们现在有一个神的心理学。
The Lord Jesus was the supreme.Psychology.
因为主耶稣是最了不起的心理学家。
There is a psychiatry that's divine.
所以现在有一种神圣的心理学。
Yeah, the Lord Jesus is the supreme psychiatrist.
就给耶稣一个头号，就是他是最大的心理学家。
When you bring in Freudian psychology into the church,
但是你又同时把弗洛伊德的心理也带到教会里面来，
with it come the demons.
那么就来魔鬼就引进来了。
With it comes every kind of thing that does not belong to the Lord Jesus.
这些凡是不属于基督的。
We have to be very careful on this.
我们要很小心。
There is in one of the Psalms a little phrase, all my springs.Are in thee.
我所有的泉源都在你里头。
I think it's Psalm 87.
应该是诗篇八十七篇。
All my springs are in thee.
所有的泉源是在基督里。
When the Lord Jesus said, I am the Alpha and Omega.
当主耶稣宣告我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽。
He said, I am the alphabet.
他的意思是说我是这所有的字母。
I am Alpha.
我是第一个字母。
Omega.
也是最后一个字母。
Now in Chinese we can't really say this.
中文没办法表达。
It's a problem.
这是一个问题。
But every word in Hebrew or in Greek is made up of letters.
不管是希伯来文也好，希腊文也好，它的组成都是由字母组成。
The Lord Jesus wasn't just saying I am the Alpha and A and Z and nothing in between.
他的意思不是说我是第一个字母，我也是最后一个字母，中间都不是我。
He was saying I am the A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O, right to Z.
他乃是说，从这二十六个字母，从头第一个起到最后一个都是他。
What was he saying?
他到底讲什么
？I am the Word of God.
我是神的话。
I am the language of God.
我是神的语言。
I am the Word.Articulated.
我是那一个发表的话。
You don't need any other language.
你不需要其他的语言。
It's all here.
都在这一本书上。
Don't bring in other things.
不要把别的语言掺进来。
When Jesus said to the church of Laodicea of all,
主对老底家教会怎么说？
I am the Amen.
我是阿门。
What did he mean?
什么意思？
Well, we normally say Amen when we agree with something.
当我们同意一件事情的时候，我们在祷告里说 Amen.
When it is right.
对。
We say Amen.
Amen.
It comes from the Hebrew. The Amen.
这是希伯来文。
Amen means I believe.
翻译出来就是我相信。
Amen.
Amen.
I have faith.
我有信心。
I agree with that.
我同意。
That's right.
对的。
The Lord Jesus is the Amen.
主耶稣是对的。
There are many things in the church of Laodicea that he could not be the Amen to.
但是这个教会老底家耶稣是没有办法阿门的。
They had all their own philosophy.
他有自己的哲学。
Their own ideas.
自己的想法。
Theological ideas.
他们自己的神学。
Mixed up with world philosophy.
跟世界的哲学混在一起。
They had their own thoughts.
自己的观念。
They were great.
都了不得。
They were rich.
很富有。
They saw.
他什么都懂。
They were just terrific.
了不得。
And Jesus said,
耶稣却说
You're blind.
你是瞎眼。
Naked.
裸体的。
Miserable.
可怜的。
Can you believe it?
你能相信吗？
A sophisticated church of believers.
这么有学问的一群基督徒。
And the Lord Jesus says, this is what you are.
但是你实际却这么可怜。
And this is what you think you are.
但是你自我评价很高。
No wonder they never inquired of the Lord. 难怪他们从来没问问主。那 wonder 的那个 sort his mind，
他们从来没有求问神的旨意。
They thought they knew it，
因为他们都懂了。
We've got it all，
我们全在这里。
Nobody needs to tell us anything， we know the truth。
别人告诉我们什么，我们对真理完全掌握。
Dear brothers, dear sisters，
亲爱的兄姊妹们
，This matter is of such importance，
这件事情太重要了。
Jesus has to be the beginning，
主是头
，and the end，
也是尾。
Let me say something. The source determines the destiny.
每一个源头怎么开始，就决定了它怎么结束。
If you have the right source, you will have the right destiny.
如果你开头开得对，你的结尾就会对。
You remember the little phrase in Genesis 1?
你如果记得创世纪第一章
，A book full of principles.
这本书是充满了神的律。
Everything brought forth after its own kind.
啊，各从其类。
So fish could only bring fish.
鱼是鱼。
I'm sorry for Darwin, but it's true. Birds only brought forth birds.
鸟是鸟。
Animals brought forth animals.
动物是动物。
Human beings could multiply as human beings.
人是人。
So simple.
很简单。
Origin determines destiny.
是什么样的起头，就决定它的结果是什么。
If you begin with the Lord Jesus,
如果你开头是基督
，If you are faithful,
如果你忠心
，You will reach His end.
那你就达到它的结果。
If you don't begin with the Lord Jesus,
如果你开头不是基督
，You won't get there. Listen,
你就达不到。
Jesus said,
主说。
What is born of the flesh is flesh.
从血气生的仍然是血气。
It can be religious flesh.
是一个宗教的血气。
Christianized flesh.
是一个基督化的血气。
Theological flesh.
是神学的血气。
It can be sophisticated flesh.
非常的有学问。
Flesh with lots of degrees.
有很多的学位。
And titles.
有很多的头衔。
But it is still flesh.
但是终究还是血书血气的。
Flesh remains flesh.
从血气生的仍然是血气。
Origin determines destiny.
因为你怎么开始就决定了你最后的结局。
That which is born of the spirit.
但是从灵生的就是灵。
And I don't know whether there's more to say here, but when you look at church history, this is so evident.
如果你去看教会的历史，这个律是非常清楚的。
Gradually, as the world came into the church,
慢慢当世界混到教会里面来了。
As people somehow or other did not have their source in the Lord Jesus,
基督徒不再把他的根源出自于基督
，it died.
慢慢就死了。
Well, I think really that's enough for one evening. Just two things about this pattern.
这两个重点。
The headship of Jesus, nothing more important.
第一个重点就是耶稣基督是元首，没有比这个更重要的。
And Jesus is all.
基督是一切。
Did you remember the scripture we read?
记得我们刚刚念的圣经吗？
He made him to be head over the body, which is the church. The fullness of him who fills all in all.
神将万有伏在他脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身。
Everything in everyone.
每一件事，每一个人。
Everything in everything.
一切，所有一切都在基督里。
This is the church.
这个叫教会。
It is the new man.
是那个新造的人。
The new creation.
那个新的创造。
And we need to be so careful.
我们要很小心。
That everything has its origin in the Lord.
每一件事情 必须出自于基督。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Beloved Lord, you know very well our heart.
亲爱的主，你知道我们每个人的心。
And you know the need.
你也知道我们的需要。
We do not have you, Lord, the state of things.
我们不需要告诉你我们今天的光景。
You know it very well.
你比我们更清楚。
You stand in the midst of the churches.
你行走在七个金灯台中。
And you say to every one of us,
你对我们每一个人说话。
He that has an ear, let him hear.
凡有耳可听的，都应当听。
We need, Lord, to hear what is your mind.
主啊，我们需要听见你向我们所说的每一句话。
What is your will?
你的旨意是什么？
We need, Lord, that you will deliver us from every device of darkness.
我们需要你把我们从所有黑暗的计谋里面被拯救出来。
We want, Lord, that all our origins should be in the Lord Jesus.
我们愿意我们每一件事情的起头都出于基督。
Our sources should be in Him.
我们的源头是在基督里。
What begins with Him will end in glory.
凡是出于主的都要进入荣耀。
Lord, that's what we want.
主啊，这就是我们所要的。
Hear us, Lord.
求你听我们祷告。
We ask this in the name of our Lord.Jesus.
我们乃是奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。阿门。